In 1931, while performing aerobatics, Douglas Bader flew a Gloucester Gladiator biplane into the ground. Both of his legs had to be amputated, and he was invalided out of the RAF. When the war began in 1939, however, England needed all the pilots it could get, and Bader persuaded the RAF to take him back, artificial legs and all. The RAF may have regretted its decision somewhat, because although Bader proved that he could fly a Spitfire as well as anyone, he was completely insubordinate, disobeying orders that he considered stupid. His skill as a fighter pilot and the continuing need for pilots kept them from cashiering him. At one point, Bader thought it would be a good idea to fill his metal legs with ping-pong balls so that if he were shot down over the channel, he could float until rescued. Unfortunately, his idea nearly caused him to bail out of his Spitfire the first time he flew with loaded legs. When his squadron reached a certain altitude, the balls began to pop, making Bader believe that his aircraft was taking hits. When he actually was shot down over France and made captive, he frustrated the Germans by continually escaping from his POW camp. They even tried removing his legs at night and locking them up.